Secretary of State Colin Powell begins talks with the permanent members of the UN Security Council today to discuss how to proceed against Iraq. President Bush told the UN General Assembly yesterday that the United States is willing to work with the United Nations on resolutions to force Iraq to disarm, but the president said the resolutions must be enforced, or action against Iraq is unavoidable. Last night, Secretary Powell reinforced the urgency of the situation. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports from New York.
Secretary Powell is this year's recipient of the Hans J. Morgenthau Award for Contributions in Foreign Policy. At the awards banquet here in New York, Powell outlined possibly the biggest foreign policy challenge facing the Bush administration: what to do about the Iraqi regime led by Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein has long made an unholy alliance with terrorists. He has, for decades, defied United Nations resolutions. He has defied not just the United States, he has defied the international community. He has defied the United Nations, this multilateral organization that for 10 years has spoken for the civilized world against his activities.
Secretary Powell said that one can argue about the pace of Iraq's development of dangerous weapons, what is in Saddam's arsenal.
But what is not arguable is that he is in violation of international law and the international constraints that were placed upon him. And what is also not arguable is that he has the intent. He has never lost the intent to develop these kinds of weapons.
Powell said the president yesterday gave a clear call for action by the United Nations to enforce its own resolutions. But the president's demand, Powell said, was not a declaration of war.
It was a statement to the United Nations that it is time to act. It is time to do something. People will say, why now? Why this year? The danger is real and present. In the days ahead, I will be meeting with my colleagues on the Security Council of the United Nations to explore the appropriate way forward from this point. But the challenge has been put down.
Although the issue of Iraq dominated the opening day of debate by the General Assembly, it was hardly the only issue. In his speech yesterday, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan spoke of the dangerous tensions on the India-Pakistan border, the urgency of continuing international assistance to Afghanistan, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Recently, many of us have been struggling to reconcile Israel's legitimate security concerns with Palestinian humanitarian needs. But these limited objectives cannot be achieved in isolation from the wider political context.
The sequential approach to the Middle East has failed, Annan said, and he called for an international peace conference without delay to set out a roadmap of parallel steps encompassing security, humanitarian, economic, and political issues. That is an idea that the Bush administration embraced months ago, but then abandoned. Secretary Powell is scheduled to discuss the Middle East early next week with representatives of the United Nations, Russia, European Union, and Arab countries. Powell said last night that the United States may be focused on one issue, but not exclusively.
Last year, President Bush was vigorously pursuing a broad foreign policy agenda. After September 11th, it is equally broad. We haven't pushed it aside. We aren't so focused on terrorism, as important as it is, that we have forgotten these opportunities or what our obligations are.
Including obligations to Afghanistan. Yesterday, as President Bush met with Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai, Mr. Bush announced a new aid package. Secretary Powell says the United States has pledged $80 million and Saudi Arabia and Japan $50 million each for important road construction. The United States, Powell said, is committed to Afghanistan for however long it takes. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.